Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
Overcomer releases nationwide on August the 23rd, and we're talking with Chris Fabry today at SOS Radio. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Scott.
So the Kendrick brothers direct this movie, but you're the one that wrote the story.
The way I describe it is they come up with the concept, they make all the decisions, and then they put me in the middle of the pasture, and I get to play around in the middle of it and, you know, make this story come alive to the page, which is a different discipline than the actual film.
I know, because you think about screenwriting, you think about the story, and you're like, okay, I'm kind of involved in the story, but I'm kind of coming in after the idea has been set, and then I'm putting it in book form while they're actually filming the movie. But it's neat because you got to be a part of the whole blender process while it was all going down.
I did. I went to Georgia and watched them. Actually, the day that I was there, they were shooting the drone shot that opens the movie. It's this continuous shot that comes in and goes down to the basketball court. You know, it's just a fantastic looking thing on screen. And I got to see some of the behind the scenes things that were going on, the prayer that is just bathes every movie that the Kendrick brothers come up with. I used that in the process, just the sights and the sounds and the smells, as well as going through the film, you know, the rough cut. I go through it. I watch the movie about 100 times just to make sure I get everything right, you know, the stuff that's up on the wall and what the houses look like and the details, you know, the river that runs through the little town. I really love to do that, to bring it to life on the page.
So the story of Overcomers suggests that we often let others in our culture, the roles that we're given, to sort of define our purpose in life.
Yeah, I was looking at this Lifeway recent release that they had, did this survey, and something like 8% of people, if you ask them, you don't give them a choice, but you ask them, what defines your life? 8% of people will come up with God or Jesus or, you know, my faith. So many other things define us. Everybody in the movie is going through that whole thing. Who am I really? It's really the central question we have in our hearts, in our souls, but we fill in that blank with so many other things.
We're talking with Chris Fabry today at SOS Radio, and he wrote the book Overcomer, and it's a film that's coming out on August the 23rd. And Chris, sort of discovering our identity in Christ and embracing that identity, it's often a lifelong journey, and we want like the osmosis process of, all right, God, show me what to do, and I'll do it. But God, I think a lot of times, is more interested in the journey than he is in the outcome. And how do we address that mentality? We want to transfer all the knowledge from our brains to our hearts and let that transform who we actually are. Because that seems like what Jesus is more interested in.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. As if the Christian life is this quid pro quo. I do this, God does that. You know, I do this, he responds this way. And if you've lived life for any amount of time, you realize he is more interested in conforming you to the image of his son than he is making life easy for you. I had an old friend of mine say many, many times, Don Cole is his name, and he said, struggle is not the sign of failure. Struggle is a sign of life. If you are struggling, it means you are alive. It means that God is work, and he's going to complete this work in you. I look at trouble in my life as I must be doing something wrong or God's mad at me today, rather than what is the opportunity here in front of me to really follow after him and bore down on what I say I believe and live it out. And I find that in the process of writing this book, there were several things going on inside of me. And what one of the main characters in the story realizes is, this is what God thinks about you. Am I going to believe that and live it? Am I going to believe that he really does love me? And am I going to live being loved? Am I going to live loved? That's the main question that I think all believers have. Can I live out of that well of love, or am I going to live from a different pool?
And our culture just loves to tell us who we are, what we can or we can't do. And when you dig into the story in Overcomer, you realize there's a lot of people and a lot of things that are saying, this isn't who you are. This isn't what you should do. Or you have asthma, so you can't do this. Or you come from a broken home, so you can't do this. Or you've messed up so much, you can never have a relationship with your family that's healthy. I mean, what's God trying to do to communicate to who we are in Him, how we push through what culture wants to tell us is the opposite?
It's pervasive. And I think that when you see the film, you read the book, what you're going to see is, oh, this story is about John, the coach, who really wants to win the state championship, and that's taken away from him. And then you see, oh, no, the story is about this little girl, and she's got asthma, and she wants to be an athlete, and she can't because of all the problems. And you get down to the nub of this. You look at all these characters, and then you realize, no, this story is about me. The story is about my struggle, about who I really am and how I'm going to live. So I'm looking forward to the feedback that we're going to get after people read it and see it and kind of walk through that story and see themselves.
If you love to run, I think you'll love the new movie Overcomer. I'm Scott on SOS Radio, and it's from the same creators of the movie War Room. And we're actually talking with Chris Fabry today at SOS Radio, and he wrote the novel. And it's coming out on August the 23rd as a movie. It's going to be nationwide. And a lot of the Kendrick Brother films, they're set in Georgia. They actually have a vision to serve culture and impact culture from the small town that they live in.
Yeah, and to live that out, I was so glad to be able to get to go there and see how all of this works. Because when you mentioned War Room, they were working on that. Sony is the one that kind of distributes the film around the world. Sony has a lot of projects out there. And they looked at War Room and they said, look, you want to do a movie about an old woman who prays in her closet, go ahead, it's going to flop. You know, nobody's going to go see this. And look at what happened on a big worldwide basis, how many people saw that, but even more important, how deeply people took that message of, I want to make prayer a priority in my own life. I think that same thing is going to happen with this film because it's a small movie, you know, it's a small picture that goes deeply into the individual lives and the families that are shown up there. And I think that's how you really affect culture, is you go to one person, you talk to one heart, and you see a change that happens on an individual level, and then that spills over to everybody else.
We're talking to Chris Fabry on SOS Radio today, and he wrote the book Overcomer that's also being made into a movie this summer. It's releasing this month. Overcomer is appropriately titled because the main character, John, he's a coach, and he has to overcome a whole lot of unforeseen circumstances that are just thrown his way. I mean, state championship basketball team, you get to the end, you almost make it, you're like, awesome, I got a bunch of seniors coming next year, we're going to really take it next year, we're going to be stronger than ever, we've got so much momentum, and then there's a factory that closes in their little small town, and a bunch of the key players move away, and the next thing you know, the principal's saying, hey, John, I need you to coach cross country. And he's like, what? Where's my identity in this? I don't have any experience. I don't even like running.
And there's so much in there that we see that. And it's like, maybe you're not a coach. Maybe you've never been in that scenario. But there's something that's happened where the rug has been pulled out from under you. And you're asking those questions. Why, God? What in the world is going on? And throughout the story, you see there's something bigger. There's something bigger that's going on. There's a tapestry that is being weaved throughout or woven throughout the story, this unseen hand. And I think the people who are going to encounter that will see, you know what, my life is a lot like that. And it's not about figuring out everything that God is doing, because that's not faith. Faith is not figuring out everything that he is doing any more than Job figured it out. He didn't. But faith is, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though he takes my team away, yet will I trust him. And that is what borne out in the struggle, in the mess and the muck and the mire of life. And so I'm hoping, even with this conversation, somebody's going through something where you felt like the rug has been pulled out from under you. Don't you dare give up. God is at work in this. He is at work in your life, in your heart, in ways that you can't understand. And all of that is kind of shown throughout the film, so that when you get to the end of the film and you see the trajectory of his life and his arc, you see him more committed to his true identity than the false identity that he had as the state championship coach.
Well, we're talking to Chris Fabry today at SWS Radio. He's an author. And Chris, when you write novels, you know, you've written novels like Dogwood and Junebug and Almost Heaven. And then you've even written alongside, you know, Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins with the Left Behind Kids series. And now the new book, Overcomer, that's all based off this movie as these all work together. But, you know, when you think about writing, you think about the career being an author, there's a lot of insurmountable circumstances when you start out on that journey. For those that have a passion and they think, I would love to do this as a career, but I don't even know where to start. I feel like there's all these roadblocks in front of me. It's going to be hard. What would you say to someone who's thinking, maybe I can make a career out of some of my hobbies?
Well, if God implants that desire, I think that's the first step. If God implants a desire for you to use your words redemptively in the culture and whatever way, you know, on the page or online, listen to that and move toward that. Now, here's the mistake that most people make. They think that the road to being a brain surgeon is to grab a scalpel or a saw and start and start doing surgery. It's not. The road to writing, even though it looks easy, you know, on the page, the road to writing well is to start small. And so you start to read a lot about writing, and you actually sit down and you don't just talk about writing. You do the work. You write and get the words on the page so that you have something to work with. You know, anybody who asks me that, I say, start small. Don't start with a novel. Start with a short story. Start with an article. Start with something that you can sink your teeth into and that others can come alongside and help you hone your craft so that you write well, not just get published. I think a lot of people want to do that. I want to see my name on a book. I want to see my name on an article. And there's nothing wrong with that. But your real goal is to write well, to write better than you are right now. And so that's a process. Give yourself some time. I spent years in the 808 section of the local library reading all the books that I could on writing and all the magazines and things like that. So it's a long process that I've been through to be where I am today, to actually have things that are published and out there.
Well, thanks for spending some time with us. Overcomer comes out on the 23rd. Thanks for hanging out. Chris Fabry at SOS Radio.
Thanks, Scott.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.